Milwaukee doesn't change mayors very often. Tom Barrett has run the city for 12 years, even with two losses against Scott Walker in gubernatorial contests. In this year's mayoral election, Barrett has lined up high-profile endorsements. Even President Barack Obama is backing the mayor, giving him a shout-out during the president's recent visit to the city.
There's some people I want to acknowledge who are here today. First of all, your outstanding mayor, Tom Barrett, is here.
Former Democratic U.S. Senator Herb Kohl is also endorsing Barrett.
And he is as strong an advocate of Milwaukee as we have anywhere.
Milwaukee Congresswoman Gwen Moore and some unions, including the United Steelworkers and AFSCME, also back Barrett. The mayor's basic message is the city's economy is improving.
There are more people working in the city of Milwaukee who are residents of the city of Milwaukee than at any time since 2001. That's a significant step forward.
But Barrett's challenger in next month's election, 16-year Milwaukee alderman Bob Donovan, is betting most city residents haven't seen economic gains. Donovan says he doesn't care about the mayor's big-name endorsements.
The real most important endorsement that I'm looking for is the endorsement from the people on April 5th.
Donovan says he'll work with anyone to try to bring more jobs to the city, including Governor Walker and Republican lawmakers. The alderman is also promoting an anti-crime message, promising to add 200 police officers. Donovan says he would find the funding within the city budget, but also says the state could be of some help.
I believe there are opportunities for the state to get more involved in the funding of additional police resources, not only for Milwaukee, but our surrounding areas because of the problems that are occurring.
Donovan's plan to boost public safety jobs has made him popular with the Milwaukee labor groups that usually also back Governor Scott Walker, the city's police and firefighter unions.
We're going to move your microphones, gentlemen.
Firefighters Union President Dave Sager prepared the podium at his union hall this week so that he and other speakers could have more room while they endorsed Alderman Donovan. The main address came from Milwaukee County Sheriff David Clark, who claimed Barrett has focused too much on improving downtown and left some low-income neighborhoods very vulnerable.
You and your neighbors live in fear of crime, gang violence, drive-by shootings in daylight, carjackings, and drug dealing. All of this squalor has occurred under Tom Barrett's reign over the city of Milwaukee.
Barrett defends his record by saying the police are targeting high-crime areas, but conservative activists have run radio ads criticizing Barrett on crime issues. Meanwhile, an ad from Barrett says Donovan has Scott Walker's ideas and Donald Trump's temperament. Donovan this week refused to say what he thinks of Trump, but did praise a quote from Democrat Hillary Clinton.
Which one is that?
Oh, what did she say? Fighting for all of us, I think.
Donovan will try to take that fight to Tom Barrett over the next 2 weeks, despite Barrett's large lead in campaign fundraising and a Milwaukee electorate that typically doesn't throw out mayors. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.